You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH.
So we're back after a week of
debauchery, clearly.
Yeah, it's not as hot here now, so things are starting to cool down. I take it they're going to get hot there for you soon, so
probably
sucked in. I can't wait for it to cool down. But in terms of songs, the year's starting to heat up because we're getting some more sick releases now. But like we said last week, we had like fucking 100 tracks to throw at you because we missed a couple of weeks. So this week we're going to finish off the list of stuff that we had lined up for, you know, a week ago. A few of these albums have released since then. We've got Gatekeeper. Their album came out yesterday, I think. Or it's not an album, it's an EP, but I can only handle four tracks of dark metal at a time, so
I keep misreading it as Gate Creeper, and I get excited, and I'm like, that's a weird cover for Gate Creep. Ah, fuck.
You're going to be upset too. Just spoiler alert, I was just looking at the results for the album cover comp, and Gate Creeper, their cover, just got knocked the fuck out by whoever they're up against. I can't remember. It's probably one of the 14 Adam Burke covers, but it actually, it is an Adam Burke cover, so...
God damn it, Adam.
I'm having a mind blank. I can't remember. Whoever they're up against, it's probably some, like, Bellwitch or something, I don't know. But they got smashed. So, Gate Creeper are out.
Is Leviathan still in?
Yeah, Leviathan absolutely owned High on Fire. So, thank fuck for that, because I don't see the appeal.
I like High on Fire, but, yeah, they've never had good album art,
and they've I think all their album covers I like better than the one that someone submitted for the tournament, so I'm very happy to see it get fucking annihilated by a Paul Romano classic.
Who submitted Piss Grave? Who the fuck thinks that's a good album cover?
I think it was HD. I think he just put it in the comments, and I'm like, I needed to fill 128 entries, so I was like, hey, you know what, for diversity I'm gonna throw in the bathtub of bathtub milkshake slop. We had the list, and there were so many that were just like Adam Burke, Adam Burke, Adam Burke, and they're all ones that look like Adam Burke stuff that are just like painted things. So I'm like, you know what, we probably need some more that are just sort of interesting photography or striking or something. But yeah, I expected it to get annihilated immediately, which I think it did. Or it might have...
It was up against the Chemist in round one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I put on Twitter, anyone that votes for Piss Grave over Chemist in the art contest can meet me in real life and fucking fight me.
Yeah. I like the Chemist cover. It's definitely memorable, and it doesn't have human remains on it, so it's a winner.
It's not a poo stew.
Another spoiler. Sepulchre versus Sulfur Aeon was a tie, fucking exactly 50% each. Like,
oh weird.
I can't remember how many votes, hundreds of votes each, and it ended up exactly a tie. So I'm like, what do I do? I asked Mrs. Lizard. She has no idea about either album. I
said, you combine them.
You pick one, and that's the one that goes through. So we'll see. I'm not going to spoil it, but yeah. She picked.
You put one, and then you like make the other one kind of clear and put it over top, and then you dunk into that Google Deep Dream shit and just see what pops out.
It probably wouldn't look too bad because the Sepulchre one's quite like tame and plain, and then the Sulfur. If I put the Sulfur Aeon like Kraken thing over the top of it at like 50% opacity, it'd look pretty cool. similar color schemes too, similar palette, so probably wouldn't be too bad. But she cast the final vote, so the difference in the percentage will be like 0.001 or some shit. Some of them were really close. Some of them were fucking smashings, but all will be revealed on Tuesday.
Dun dun. Tease. Dun, dun, dun.
So this week, first up, we've got a track that I've been digging the fuck out of from a band called Ceremony of Silence. I think this is their debut. It's kind of technical black death, I guess. Reminds me of Suffering Hour and like Ulcerate, Gigan even.
Yeah, very much in that wheelhouse.
Yeah, they're on Willowtip, so I guess they fit in that respect. There's also some like atmospheric-y sort of convulsing sounds, drawing even, like on the rest of the album. Maybe not on this track, but the album is, it just blew me away because fucking I did not expect it to be that kind of quality, basically. Like, yeah, I think they're from Slovakia. The album's called Oetus or Otis or Outus.
Oetus.
Yeah, it's got one of those weird dashes that we don't use here. I don't know what they're called. I don't really care. My brain can only hold so many things, so if I don't need to know it and I can just wing it, then I'm going to do that every fucking time.
I just know umlauts and tildes.
What's the tilde? I know umlaut.
In Spanish, it's a little mark that'll appear over, I think it's the E? Maybe I don't know tilde.
Does it look like a... Is it?
No, on? It's a... It'll show up over like A's or N's, so it changes the N sound to like a Y sound.
Is it the wavy line?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Like a wiggly eyebrow.
I always see that and just know that it means that someone's trying to imitate Spanish. Someone's taken the piss out of one of our South American friends, like writing no or something.
It changes senor to senor.
Ah. Well, okay.
That's the easiest way to put it.
See, I was about to ask a question and then I remembered I don't need to know this, so I'm not going to, because that'll just evict something probably important from my brain. Like, you know, my bank account passcode or something.
I can try and teach you Spanish to help you forget some actual important stuff that you will use every day.
I'm Australian. You'll have to teach me English first, because...
For every Australian phrase you teach me, I lose a little bit of Spanish, and it makes my life much more difficult.
Well, let's get to some rigidige death metal, and...
I just forgot how to say beer.
Fair dinkum, have a perla. This is Ceremony of Silence.
Just jamming letters together. That's nonsense.
This is Ceremony of Silence with Ceremony of 1,000 Stars. That's a lot of ceremonies. We'll be right back. So that was Ceremony of Silence with Ceremony of a Thousand Stars from Oitis. It's in Slovakian, so just adjust that as necessary. The album's out on April 5th, so you've got a little while to wait, but I'm sure they'll release a couple more tracks before then. Actually, I think we might be doing a track. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe not.
Second tease.
Yeah. Next, we've got some Trad Dork LARP tunes.
I'm into it.
Very true metal.
Grab my sword and my dragon. I fucking took off.
I know a few people have been pretty excited about this because I think it was only last year they put out a pretty highly regarded album. This one is off an EP called Grey Maiden, and it came out yesterday. If you're into Visigoth, you know, that kind of...
Eternal Champion.
Yeah, as we said before, this isn't really something that we... This isn't really a genre that we get into too often, so you can guarantee if we're playing a track from it, it's probably fucking
good. It's the good stuff.
Yeah.
Top shelf.
Yeah, we don't delve deep into it, so...
This ain't that Jim Beam trad shit.
Yeah, this ain't your That's swill. Right.
Jim Beam is shit. Get out of here.
This isn't lizard piss.
You're spending $20 to get Maker's Mark.
if this was an alcoholic beverage, it would be some kind of fucking mead made by some fucking nerd that lives in a stone house. it wouldn't be something that you'd be able to get anywhere except at a fucking Renaissance festival, because it's that kind of supreme nerd shit.
I'm gonna be honest, that sounds awful. The song is way better than that.
I've got a German friend, and she brought us, it was like just as I stopped drinking, so about 2 years ago now, and she came over to Australia for her second time, and she bought us like all this mead, and it was like the exact sort of shit that I'm thinking of, and it comes in like those old school fucking drinking vessels that just look so awkward. It looks like a chemistry, like a conical flask, but with like an extended, just... with a cork in the top, and I'm like, oh, this is so cool, and like I was feigning like, oh, this is mad, thanks a lot for that, and then I was like, I don't drink anymore, I don't really want this, but it's like, she keeps asking me, have you drank it yet? And I'm like, no, it's still just sitting there, but I'm going to crack open some mead now and enjoy it with my gatekeeper Grey Maiden thing. That was so not convincing. I can't even convince myself.
I'll just drink beer. Let's stick with beer. Or Maker's Mark, again.
Crystal Love. That was Grey Maiden from Gatekeeper, and it's out now, out yesterday. Next we've got some Black Thrash in the vein of sort of Necromantheon and Hellbringer. It's from a Norwegian man called Inkolta. I'm pretty sure it's on Edge Circle, same as like Obliteration and, you know, Reptilian and all those sick bands that we, well, I do anyway, constantly plug them at any fucking opportunity I get. These guys are a bit less on the death metal spectrum and more in the thrash vein, so maybe a bit more like Sepulchre that we were just talking about before. This is
Do they share members?
I think,
or am I making that up?
I think they do. I think they do, because I mentioned this to, it might have been the Bear God, and he was talking about their last album, and I don't think I've heard their last album, but I know they had a split with Reptilian, but I think it's Sepulchre that they share members with, which wouldn't surprise me because they're kind of more in that thrashy punky,
yeah,
sort of vein, yeah. But yeah, if you dig like Necromantheon and all that Norwegian goodness, you'll definitely enjoy this. This is probably one of the better Black Thrash albums I've heard in recent memory. This is the
no chainmail required.
Yeah, no chainmail, just crusty fucking vests, or I don't know. I'm trying to guess.
You might still grab a sword.
Yeah,
I'm a stan for swords.
Yeah, you're a sword fan.
I don't own any swords, but I'm not going to blame anyone for owning a sword, because yeah, swords are pretty dope.
Yeah, in the age of mass shootings, I think sword people can sort of stand proud that they don't, you know, katana 50 people really quick.
Did I ever tell you that Texas passed a open carry bill for swords last year?
You didn't tell me, but I would assume that that was the case, because I wouldn't have even questioned. If you can walk around with a fucking, you know, an AR-15 on your back waving the flag, I don't see why.
You're able to do that before you could do it with a sword in Texas, apparently.
Yeah, that's so fucking weird. And, like, you have people over there who have monkeys and tigers and shit. Like, just getting around with a sword is like, oh, okay, yeah, of course. Like, you need to defend yourself from someone's, your next door neighbor's cougar that he has in the backyard, you know? It's only fair.
I kind of want to test the open carry sword waters. walk around the fucking hilt and just... People are like, what the fuck? Like, no, it's cool, it's legal.
Yeah. Anytime any shop employee gives you guff or whatever, just sort of reach for the hilt. Just... No, the sticker said $15.95, so you're going to want to be giving me that Super Mario Brothers DVD for that price.
The front door just said no guns, all right?
My friend had a wooden sword that his grandfather gave him, and he used to carry it in his car. And he's driving along the freeway one day, and he was a big dude, right? And this guy was, like, road raging with him, and they were having a bit of a thing going on the freeway. So they said, like, the guy's like, pull over, pull over. So my mate's like, okay. He pulled over next to him, and the dude started, like, walking up to his car door. So my mate reaches down and pulls out this wooden sword, still sitting in his little car. And the dude, he reckons the dude just went back to his car, and he's like, oh, fuck, is he getting something out? Is he going to come back and, like, you know... bring his weapon, and the dude just hopped in his car and drove away. So he's like, oh, my granddad gave me this wooden sword, and it's, like, already, like, got me out of trouble once. So he used to drive around with it just in his car. I'm like, why is there a wooden sword? What is the point of a wooden sword? I don't... But,
so you can practice without actually murdering someone.
Actually, yeah, that's probably what it is for, hey? Like, sparring. Yeah, I didn't think of that. But
it would still fucking hurt if you wallop someone upside the head with it, I imagine.
Yeah, you'd be able to get some decent, like, velocity. It's not like a baseball bat or something. You know, cut through the air and whatever, but... yeah, get your wooden swords out for Inkalter and their track Final Darkness.
Start googling swords. Actually, you know what? You know what's cooler than swords? Warhammers.
Warhammers.
Yeah.
Is that like a
double... Warhammer's where it's at?
Is it Warhammer? Is that like a battle? Is that like a battle axe? You know how battle axes have two sides. Is a Warhammer just like a two-sided hammer? Is that the?
Yeah, essentially. But some of them will have like fucking claws on the end of the hammer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Some of them look fucking brutal.
So the delineation is just a double-sided hammer. So I could, like... Yeah, okay. I want a Warhammer 2 now.
The thing is, you have to Google Warhammer weapon or else you get all the dumb little minifigures that people paint.
Yeah, that's all I'm getting. Surely that's based on that, though.
I imagine.
Warhammer weapon. This makes for riveting podcasting. Oh, look at that.
Everyone, please, please Google along with us as we look up Warhammers.
Dude, I found a sick one that has, like, it looks like a meat tenderizer. Like, it's got the spike, like, 9 spikes on the flat side.
Yeah.
I just want a miniature version of that for tenderizing and making, like, chicken schnitzel and stuff, like, flattening.
You use the opposite end is, like, the fucking claw end of a hammer. Yeah, use that to like pick up sausages off the grill.
It's like the pick, yeah. Fuck yeah.
I told you, man.
This is going under cooking tools. So, yeah, that was, while we're just browsing war hammers, that was Final Darkness, the title track from Inculter's upcoming album. Comes out on April 12th through Edge Circle. Oh, wait. Fatal Visions, it's saying in the link. I thought it was called Final Darkness. I might just scratch that
bit. I'm sorry, I'm still looking at Warhammers.
No, no, you're good. I'm just going to look that back up and then I'll re-back announce it.
This one has, like, a point on the top. So it's got, like, the flat end, and then a claw end, and then, like, a spike up top, so you could use it like a spear.
Oh, like a pike.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Definitely for war.
Alright, so on the next episode, I'm going to tell you that I ordered a Warhammer, probably.
And it will be perfectly legal because of your crazy fucking country.
1,000%.
Yeah. And there'll be no background checks. Like, you could have a history of mental instability and have an IQ of 14, but you can still have a Warhammer capable of murdering your mum because she told you to get off the Xbox.
I would be supremely pissed if there was a background check on me buying a Warhammer and I could just walk in and buy a bunch of AR-15s.
Next, we've got a track
that's not Warhammer related.
No, it's Meshuggah related. So, nothing to do with Warhammers, unfortunately. Which is sad, because we could just play some Bolt Thrower or something. Everyone's heard that, but you probably haven't heard this. It's kind of noise rock, or like, I don't know how to describe it, really. Long-time Toilet of Hell affiliate, Son of Wolf, recommended this to us. The band's called Irk, and the album's called Recipes from the Bible. And he basically said how to, like, use Meshuggah's sound or ideas from Meshuggah without being derivative and, like, genty. And I'm like, okay, I'm intrigued. And I think I listened to two tracks and then just bought the fuck out of it because it was really unexpectedly cool. Came out in December, and I have no fucking idea about this band whatsoever, except for that this kind of shit is fucking different and cool, and I think people might enjoy it. So have you had a chance to check it out?
Yeah, it was not my typical jam,
yeah,
but it was pretty good.
Yeah, that's, I thought I'm down for something different because I'm getting bored of music again. It's these cycles come through and it's like I just don't feel like listening to music much, but putting this on was like, yeah, it's kind of mathy, but something you might hear on like an indie radio station. I don't know, it's kind of bizarre.
It's definitely bizarre.
I also recommend checking out the whole, it's got a lot of stop start and it's not very it's not very fluent. It's kind of deliberately jarring, but it's not as fucking weird as like Car Bomb or any shit like that, but it's I definitely recommend it, checking out the album, and don't just listen to the one track that we play, because I don't know, there's a lot of different stuff going on. I haven't worked out what track we're going to play yet. This is a
surprise
track. Yeah, I'll work it out in post. This is a track from Irk, and the album is called Recipes from the Bible. I'll put a link down below so you can go check out the rest. Here it is. Peg's gone in into the river. She's going deeper into the river. And she can't swim. No, she can't swim. But she couldn't swim. Yeah. Next, we've got a new track from a band called Verkalak. They were in our logo comp, actually. They had a sick logo that someone voted out quite early, and I wasn't very happy about that.
Sad.
Yeah. That whole logo comp went to shit for me. Everyone kept voting out the ones that I liked.
Cthulhu's didn't win, so I'm going to say it was rigged.
I don't rate their logo. Let's fight.
All right, throwing down. I'm gonna Warhammer now.
Oh shit! Okay, no, that was a good logo. yeah, Verkalak. Their logo had like the two wolves on the side. It might have even. I know their covers have been done by Stephen Wilson, the your sketch artist extraordinaire friend. You've got you've got to design some logos for the site now because your drawing is getting fucking awesome. I'm gonna put a. You need an Etsy page stat.
I'm working on that.
On a
couple other things and try and do that.
That one you posted the other day would be perfect for like a obscure death metal cover. Like it's exactly what works and is better than half the shit that comes out.
If anyone wants a demo cover. Hit me up. Plug. Shameless self-promotion.
Go to kit@deviantart.com.
That's the rudest thing you've ever said about me.
I can just see you brandishing the Warhammer now. But
I think you have to submit like 10 furry pieces to get onto DeviantArt, right? Be allowed access to an account.
Yeah, you have to prove that like you're not an infiltrator, you're a legitimate deviant. There are some good artists on there though. I just don't think they know that it's been subsumed by subhuman scum.
It was like the coolest shit in the world when you're 17 and then you grow up and you look at some of it and it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
We're calling you out, furries. We know where you fucking hang out, you weird fucks. Your fucking fursona is not valid. You're not human. Fuck you.
I can't get over the word fursona.
I only know what it was because of Masterlord and his fucking he abhors, absolutely hates furries. So don't mention furries to him, like it's not even funny.
It's funny. It's really funny.
It just gets him riled up and he's angry enough as it is. So we don't need to do that. What we need is some filthy death metal to calm things down. I can't think of a good segue. The track, actually, no.
I was gonna bring up scalies. You never hear about scalies. Everyone wants to be furry. No one wants to be like a lizard.
Yeah.
Except, I want to be a Komodo dragon.
I guess I do. I suppose.
Do you count as a scaly?
I don't know. People seem to think when they join the site, they're like, "Oh, this guy who pretends to be a lizard." I'm like, "It's not really." Everyone just had a funny nickname. Like there were already bears and tapirs and all sorts of weird animals at the site. So I was like, "Well, I like lizards, so I'm just going to use that instead of my real name because using your real name on the internet is fucking dumb." And then people would join and they're like, "Oh, that guy is the lizard guy." I was like, okay, cool. And then it became the lizard.
It's a thing. Yeah. It's a whole thing.
Wasn't there a dude who like tattooed himself to look like a lizard, forked his tongue? Oh, was it like a snake? Yeah.
I think it's just a lizard. I think he's just the lizard man.
Yeah, and he like cut his ears down real small and shit.
Ugh.
See, that's where that shit leads to. That's where thinking about becoming a scaly leads you.
Don't go down the scaly path, folks.
Yeah, don't do that. Like, snakes are cool, but being a human snake is fucking dumb. This track is called Snake Among Men, or Among Man, so I guess that
was a good segue.
Yeah, that worked out. Thanks for that. You brought it back. You brought it back around.
Totally unintentionally, because I didn't realize that was the name of the track.
That's where I thought you were going. I'm like, oh yeah, I see where he's going. This is good. This is good. We've gone from hating furries into death metal. Very good. This is an Irish band. I think I said before they're called Verkalak. The album's called Mask, with a Q-U-E at the end instead of a K, just to be fancy as fuck.
Mask of Death.
It's a weird sound. They got the cranky fucking bass that's just rumbling in the background, and it's kind of underproduced, but in a good way. The band have been around for, I think this is their second or third, maybe, so they've been around a little while now, and I think this one will get them a bit more play, hopefully, because it's not your typical run-of-the-mill shit, which you probably, if you've listened to any of our other episodes, you know we don't typically just play whatever the fuck, you know, new. I don't want to deride any particular band, but yeah, you know, just the typical shit you'll see on like other fucking websites that aren't toilet related.
I really dug their EP from a couple of years ago, The Cursed Travails of the Demeter.
Yes.
You know, it was that one kind of flew under the radar, but it was some really good death metal.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious to see where this album takes them.
I think that's the only previous one of theirs that I've heard. And yeah, same. That's why I was like, that's probably the only reason I clicked it when it came up, was because I kind of recognized the name. I didn't even realize they were Irish. I thought they were American for some reason. Just looking here, it says Verkalak means werewolf in Romanian.
Oh, that's cool. I learned something today.
Yeah, that's just pushed out something else in your brain.
Yep. I don't know what, but in a week I will know, and I'm going to be very upset.
So the track we've got, we said before, it's called Snake Among Man. We'll play that now. We'll be right back.
feet, writhing with anguish, betrayed by a rusted crown beneath a throne in dust. That snake among men, poised, envenomed, yet obsequious, atrophied, but mendacious. The snake among men, lying and deceitful. The snake among men, impoverished and miserable.
Where are you guys up to on your horror podcast?
What are we doing? So I think we're episode 23, 24. We're about to start a Stephen King month.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Does he have any werewolf movies that you could verkalak?
He does, actually. Silver Bullet, starring Gary Busey.
Oh no. Is he the werewolf?
Yes, he's one of the werewolves.
I kind of want to watch that now, because that guy's a fucking freak.
It's awesome.
We were watching something the other day, and it had Jake Busey in it, and all it did was make me want to watch Under Siege, just to get
Was it the Predator?
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, were we talking about that on the last episode, or was that just in passing?
I think it's on Facebook.
Yeah.
He'd post about it. I was like, yeah, that movie is trash.
Yeah, it sucked.
Sad.
I just got, like, it really made the one with, for me, it really made the one with Adrian Brody seem way better than it did before that.
I need to watch that one again. It's been a minute.
I don't know, it's not the greatest, but compared to that, The Predator, that thing was fucked.
I was into it up until the Predator escaped from the lab.
Yeah.
And once he did that, it went totally off the rails and was just so weird and dumb. And there was a Predator dog showing up every 10 minutes to drop a grenade to get someone out of a situation they could never get out of.
I just really did not get along with the fact that they were trying to, they used quotes from the first movie and the music. I'm like, you have not earned the right. You have not even come close to earning the right. Yeah. McTiernan did not deserve this. that sucked. Has there been? I got fucking bitten by a bull ant on my neck. I don't know if you guys don't have bull ants, do you? You have fire ants or some shit. Bull ants are fucked. Okay, they're just say like like an inch long.
Yeah,
and they got like pincers that you can literally see. And one must have crawled up my back when I was at work the other day in the bush, bit me on the back of the neck, and it's just been super itchy and sore ever since. I can't fucking get rid of it, and I'm like, I need to ask Kit if there's been any horror movies about ants, because, like, aside from A Bug's Life or Ants or whatever one had Woody Allen in it, because I'm sure that's, like, horrific for children, but there needs to be, like, a horror movie about big fuck-off ants, and I want to know, has there been like a B or a C grade movie?
There have been a few. So there was the real old one, I think it's from the 60s, called Them.
Okay.
50s. About giant ants.
Are they then, like mutated or something?
Yes. I've never actually seen it. But the one I always think of was called Legion of Fire. And it was a made-for-TV movie about killer ants. Mm. But they're, like, normal-sized ants. They just... they all swarm people and eat them, like, down to the bones. And they just overtake, like, a whole town.
Oh, okay. So they're kind of like... like, we've got meat ants here that will just, like, eat a, you know, rotting corpse or whatever. They'll just degrade. They will literally swarm over, and if you stand still long enough in one spot, meat ants will just climb all over you and trying to eat you while you're alive, and basically just biting you. But they're not huge or anything. They're not like they're nothing like a bull ant.
It takes a lot to eat you.
Yeah, it would take a lot. And you know, you typically scream and move, and yeah. But like, if there's like, you know, a dead bird on the ground or something, they'll just eat that fucker out in like a day or so. So
damn.
I guess they're typically, what they're like that. Fire ants are like that though, aren't they? They eat flesh.
Yeah, I think so. Fire ants will eat like, you know, dead birds, or I guess it's mostly dead insects. Yeah. But yeah, they'll swarm a carcass, like a small lizards you'll see on the sidewalk that have been just kind of picked clean and deflated from fire ants.
Yeah, you had to pick lizard, didn't you? You just had to pick lizard.
The goddamn scalies.
Yeah, my brethren, I identify as a lizard. Yeah, I'm lizard kin, and you just had to bring that in. Yeah, I'm just looking here, and it looks like fire ants and meat ants are pretty similar.
Yeah, fire ants are motherfuckers, and I hate them.
They had a big scare here not too long ago because they had some South American fucking ant turn up, and it was like,
oh shit.
Yeah, it was like taking over the other ants. I'm like, if you can come here and take over our ants, you're fucked up.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, this is the future the globalists want. They want open borders for ants. it's not good. Did I announce that last song, hey? I think
so. I'm just looking at pictures of ants biting people. We're both extremely on brand. You got your Sin Mara shirt, and I'm wearing a Blood Incantation hoodie.
Yeah, this is textbook.
It's what the people have come to expect from us.
That reminds me, I've still got to buy that other one before they fucking sell out. I can rotate Sin Mara shirts now. It's like, I could have one for every day of the week, pretty much.
That's how it is with me and Blood Incantation shirts.
I don't have any of them. I've only seen the long sleeve with like the obnoxious band logo 20,000 times down the sleeve.
Yeah, it's my jam.
The sleeve that you probably cut off.
For my long sleeve shirts, I just cut one sleeve off now. It's best of both worlds.
Well, it's not like it ever gets cold anymore, so you don't really you don't really need the warmth. I think I own like two band hoodies, and I probably wear them 5 days in the entire year, because it just, unless it's windy in the middle of winter, it's like I'm sweating. So
Right.
There's no point.
Yeah, I have a long sleeve shirt for every day of the week, and it's perfect for the 1 week it's actually cold here.
opening a ski sort of ski clothing brand shop in Australia is a fucking dumb idea. You want to sell board shorts and thongs and shit, you'll make a fortune.
Not if you want a lot of downtime. If you want a lot of downtime, it's perfect. So you remember that episode of It's Always Sunny where they're in the person's house, like trying to get the vase or whatever,
and they're hiding in the cupboard?
Yeah, and is it Charlie and Mac are out in the van, and Mac is talking about how he wants to open up a leather shop in Arizona. It just reminds me of Dennis going, "A leather shop in Arizona? You'll be out of business in a week's time."
I haven't watched those for a long time, but yeah, definitely. I've watched them that much that they're all like imprinted in my brain. I'm currently going through Curb, rewatching Curb, so we just got up to season 6, so it's good times because Leon and that just moved in, so the series starts to pick up a bit.
I've seen one episode of Curb. I need to watch the whole thing, but
you do.
It's the episode where they think that Michael J. Fox is faking his Parkinson's for yeah. attention.
That's a good one. That's on a later season. That's yeah, there.
Yeah, I think it was like season 8 or something.
Yeah, and he shakes the can of soft drink up.
Yeah,
he's doing it on purpose. Yeah, I can't. I look forward to getting up to those ones because the first season, or the first few seasons, are kind of a struggle. Like you got to push through it because Larry's so fucking obnoxious.
Right.
Yeah, but I like him. My wife really doesn't like Curb that much, but every now and then I catch it, like having a bit of a sly chuckle about it, pretending not to enjoy it. Yeah, Larry is infuriating.
It's much better in the Seinfeld days whenever he was just wearing a cape.
Or when he was, is it Steinbrenner?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You just see the back of his head.
Just a lot of hand movements, yeah. Nothing else.
I fucking hated Seinfeld when I was growing up, but then I came to appreciate it like in my 20s. So my uncle and that used to always watch it, and it was foreign to me because our family weren't Seinfeld fans. So it was like I'd go over to their house, and Kramer would just walk in the room, and the laugh track or the crowd would just piss themselves laughing. I'm like, this show is not funny. He just walks into the room. I do not get it. And then, yeah, in my 20s, I'm like, ah, George is Larry. That's and I think I got into Curb first because like I started to appreciate Larry, and then my friends like, oh, you'll like George because George is Larry. You have to watch it with that in mind. I'm like, ah, oh, okay, now it makes sense. And
yeah. Oh, that's so good.
Speaking of Seinfeld themes, there's been a lot of reality TV shows come back, and I'm like, I don't get into them. I was trying to picture one that would be fucking awesome. And I had an idea that I wanted to get like the theme music to like the dude who did the bass basically for Seinfeld, and say like the guitarist from the dude who does like the bluesy fucking pentatonic runs on Becca, and then like the dude who plays like
I forget Becca something. Was a show.
Yeah, well Ted Danson's on Curb, so it was I was thinking about it the other day, and that
makes sense.
Maybe like the person who does the really cheesy 90s drums for like Home Improvement, chuck them all into a studio, give them access to drugs, lock them in there until they make the ultimate 90s theme song.
The perfect 90s theme song.
Yeah, like that's the reality TV show I want to see, that kind of thing that's just fucking bizarre. Like I don't want to see The Bachelor or like Survivor or something. I want those weird ass people, whoever the fuck they were that made those 90s themes, chuck them all into a room until they produce a song. They might fight, they might get really fucked up and, you know, start killing each other or whatever. Just lock them in there until they come up with the perfect 90s theme. That's what I want.
I really love like trash reality shows. I think if you have heard me talk or seen me type anything, I constantly stand for Rock of Love.
So we don't have that here. What's that?
It is a Bret Michaels dating reality show.
Oh, no.
And it's incredible.
So is he just the host, or like is he looking for a partner?
He's looking for a partner.
Oh no.
Bret Michaels looking for love. The very first episode of the third season, one of the girls, like the contestants, does a shot out of another contestant's vagina.
What?
First episode.
How does that work? Do they have to stand up, like, after tipping it in? Or, like, I'm trying to work out the logistics of that.
Unfortunately, they didn't show it because it was on VH1, not HBO.
Ripped off. I want to watch that just from a purely like, scientific standpoint. Like, what were the physics behind that? How did you... thanks, Brett. That's...
A great program. Highly recommended to everyone.
We basically these days here, they're all just half-assed knockoffs of like ones that have been around for 10 years now, or like, you know, it might be like MasterChef, but then there'll be like Cook's Kitchen or some shit, and it's just like a crappier version of MasterChef, but they know they can make enough money through advertising to keep it running for a few more years, and they'll do it. There's like no creativity left in it. It's just pathetic. I literally spent like 20 minutes just going, I could come up with a better show than this, and I have zero interest in doing so. It's when I come up with this stupid Seinfeld and Becca dude guitarist band.
Theme.
Yeah,
the theme show.
It's like the ultimate 90s theme show. They need to do something more, I don't know, just branch out a bit for fuck's sake.
They recently brought back a Temptation Island. Okay. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Yeah.
But, it is super trashy in the best way.
Is that... That's kind of like the... What is it? Dating Naked or Naked Island or something? There's like... they all turn up on an island and they're just like... I don't know. There's too many of them.
Kind of. But it's... So it's like they'll have four couples that are all... I don't know what the fuck they're thinking. They're like, our relationship's totally strong enough to withstand this. And they all are clearly not even remotely in good relationships. Like,
yeah,
always constantly fighting and shit. So they put them on an island and they separate the men and the women and then give these four men and four women like groups of 20 men and women for them to like kind of date and see. It's like to see if they'll break up with their... boyfriend or girlfriend and choose one of these random people they've met on the island.
It's like Swingers Paradise or some shit. Do they have a big bowl for all their fucking...
That's a much better name.
Yeah. They just like hop on the island and throw their boat keys in a bowl and fuck for a couple of weeks or something. That sounds like... it's like the Hedonist's paradise, I guess.
All I watch is X-Files and Temptation Island.
Yeah, you've got the dark and the light. That's yin and yang. He's balancing out life. So, yeah, well, I'll probably just put that at the end, hey? I'll get some. I'll do the thing. We'll just play the Curb music for 3 minutes and talk about Temptation Island. It's funny when you hear that on a different show, or like the, you know, the Always Sunny music that was on, because it's like public domain or whatever. We were watching something else and it came on, my ears just pricked up and I'm like, whoa, what's this? Oh.
And it's so disappointing.
Yeah.
Cause I expect shenanigans after hearing that, and I don't get those shenanigans.
At best, you're going to see like the end of the news after the weather sort of story where like a raccoon put a bin lid on its head and ran around the block or something, and it's like, haha, see you tomorrow.
Look at this cat sporting.
Yeah, and you're there going, where the fuck's Charlie? What's going on? this actually broke up me watching Easy Rider for the first time, and fucking hell, man, I can't believe people call that movie a classic. It's fucking terrible. Have you ever seen it? It's so boring.
I have not.
Don't bother. Fuck. Like, it's supposed to be like a cool, you know, 60s drug-taking adventure, ride motorbike, hippie type fucking free spirit thing. So, you know, theoretically I should like it. And it's got Dennis Hopper and Jack Nicholson and stuff in it. And it's like, you know, they're constantly stoned. And
those are the reasons I would watch, is Dennis Hopper and Jack Nicholson.
They're the only redeeming feature, and the movie is just so uneventful. It's like, I don't know how you can make a movie that should ostensibly be fucking cool suck so hard. Peter Fonda is brain dead the entire time.
For the record, better Dennis Hopper movie, Easy Rider or Super Mario Bros?
Probably Super Mario Bros, just because it's like, it's probably more conducive to taking drugs. Like, I would rather get fucked up and watch Mario and just be like, holy shit, then...
I watch Mario sober over Easy Rider.
Yeah, don't do Easy Rider sober. Don't do it at all. It's... Like I said, Peter Fonda is ostensibly brain dead. The only thing that was getting me through the movie was imagining that Dennis Hopper was Charlie Kelly as a drug-addled Serpico. Because he's dressed up, he's got the moustache, the hat, he's got a poncho-looking thing on, and that's the only thing that was getting me through. Jack Nicholson's in it for like 15 minutes, and he's playing a drunk dude, so it's like, just don't. Just shit. There's your 4K corner. Don't wait for that to come out. Don't buy it. Whatever. So.
Yeah. Use that money for Super Mario Bros.
Yeah, which is
in theaters now.
I do want to watch that again now.
It's fantastic.
I think I did see it in the cinema at the theater, because I would have been like 10 maybe or something, and I wasn't a big Nintendo fan, but I used to be a Sega kid growing up. But it was like, there wasn't a Sonic movie, so I would go watch the Mario movie anyway. Just, you know. Even as a kid, though, you're like, this is fucking weird. Why did they do this?
I went and saw it at midnight, like, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, at this theater that had beanbag chairs. So, just midnight, I'm deliriously tired watching Super Mario in this beanbag chair, and it was fucking delightful.
Was that... I think it was Bob Hoskins' last movie. So,
yep.
It's like... He was a pretty notable actor, and imagine that being like your final movie. That's the last thing.
Did you ever hear the story Dennis Hopper tells about his kid talking to him about the Super Mario movie?
No.
So, I guess his kid had just watched it, and he goes, "Dad, why did you do that movie?" And he's like, "Well, we needed money at the time. I needed to get you shoes." And I guess this kid turned to him and said, "I didn't need shoes that badly."
I'd rather be barefoot than have a failure father. Man, he'd been acting for like 30 years before that. You think he could have saved up some coin before that movie? Like, maybe he had some sort of... Probably had a bad coke habit. Who knows?
I imagine. I'm going to go change the text tone on my phone right now to just him going, "Goomba."